these foosball tables probably aren't covered in peanut shells and beer. The Foosball World Cup kicks off this Thursday in Nantes, France. Canada is sending a 7-player table soccer team, 4 of which come from the Edmonton area. As the players got ready to leave for France, the CBC's Kevin Wilson dropped by one of their training facilities. No, not the local bar, but a basement in Sherwood Park.
My name is Will Stranks. I am the captain of Team Canada for foosball this year.
How fierce is the competition when you get to Nantes?
It's really intense, and you know, it's hard to grasp the nerves of having 1,500 people watching your games, and you know, there's big screen TVs broadcasting, like live streaming the game, and it's live broadcast on Eurosport 2, which is like an ESPN affiliate over there. There's billboards with players' faces on them all through the city and everything.
What does a training session consist of?
Typically just trying to adjust and get used to different tables. Here in Edmonton and mostly in North America, we play on one specific style of table quite a bit. Heading over to France for the World Cup, we have a lot of new styles of tables that they play on in other countries that we have to also get used to.
Christian Dunn. I've been playing for about 9 years now. I started playing in college at Nate, and started playing in the bar there and saw a few guys that were playing in the league that we had in Edmonton at that time, and they showed me a couple shots, and basically the first time I saw one of the shots, it's called a snake shot, I just basically said, I have to learn how to do that, and spent countless hours for the next few years in the bar and learning how to kind of play the tournament style game from the get-go.
How does the tournament game differ from the bar game?
Ball control and percentages is basically the difference. In the bar game, you're often just trying to hit the ball whenever it becomes near your man. Whereas a tournament style, you're trying to pass the ball from your middle man to your three row or your attack rod, which is the frontmost men. Also, the shot selection. In a bar game, you're just trying to get it on net, whereas in a tournament game, you're really trying to do a high percentage scoring shot more often than not.
I'm Darcy Scape. I've been to the World Championships in Texas. I haven't been to the World Cup yet. A bit of a bigger thing. There's not a lot of prize money associated with the World Cup itself, but there's a lot of prestige, a lot of over 60 countries going, and a lot of different techniques and tables, and just a different atmosphere altogether.
Are these guys competitive?
I think you kind of have to be to play foosball. I think it's a prerequisite. Nobody really sticks with it unless they are super competitive.
Absolutely. What an unmistakable sound. For the record, those were Canadian foosball players Darcy Scaife, Christian Dunn, and team captain Will Stranks in Sherwood Park, Alberta. They are all on their way to France, where the Foosball World Cup begins on Thursday. You can grab a beer and watch them compete live online. That website is table-soccer.org.